This is Word Fountain Christian Ministries. You are listening to a message from a guest pastor. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory for your life, man. To God be the glory for your life. The Lord has seen your faithfulness, and it shall be rewarded in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you all. Open your Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 25. This is one of the verses you are focused on this month. And I want to assure you that God has been passing a lot of messages to you. This is like a roundup. And I pray anyone that has an ear will hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. Isaiah chapter 25. Whatever your translation, please read verse 4 with me. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 4. 1, 2, go. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Amen. Father, bless your word. Let your word be spirit and life unto your people. Lord, I pray that you will continue to be a refuge from the storm of life, the storm that have come against the entire world, the storm that is shaking the nations of the world, the storm that is shaking both believers and unbelievers, the storm that has come against the church of Jesus Christ. But Jesus has given us his word. He has given us the promise. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so, Father, this day, Lord, I thank you for Word Fountain Church. And I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for the grace of God that has kept this ministry going. I thank you that in the midst of all the storms of life, they are still standing. And they will continue to stand because Jesus is the foundation of this ministry. Lord, you are with the shepherd that you have put over the house. And Lord, you have said clearly, you are the chief shepherd. And you will continue to build this church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Father, I thank you for the good work that is going on in this place. I thank you for the testimonies today. And I thank you, Lord, for even children that are praising the Lord. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you are perfecting praise. I thank you, Lord, that even if these will keep their mouth shut, stones will rise up. But Lord, you will not use stones to replace us. And everyone that is here in Word Fountain Ministries, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that stones will not be used to replace them in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, perfect everything that has to come with your word today. And Lord, what I have spoken to the woman of the house, Lord, I thank you for her life. That winners always carry many scars. Lord, all these scars, all this sacrificial lifestyle is to your glory. It's to perfect the work that God has already perfected in Christ. And I thank you for her life. I thank you for her family. I thank you for her household. And I thank you, Lord, for this church. I pray that all the leadership of this church will continually receive more blessings. Amen. Your fountain of life, the fountain of water, the Holy Spirit will never run dry upon their lives. Thank you for taking us into this message, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the shelter in the time of storm. And what a beautiful topic that has been chosen for this month, shelter from the storm. And I come today by the grace of God with my wife to say, abide in the shelter. So please, help me look at somebody beside you and say, abide in the shelter. Abide in the shelter. Look, God has promised to shelter his people from every kind of storm. 3 points I want to go into. And as the Lord leads us, the Holy Spirit will release the entire message through my wife and I. And God will perfect what he has been speaking to you, like I said earlier on, since the beginning of this month. Abide in the shelter. 3 points quickly. Number one, the Lord has promised to be a shelter to all who believe and trust in him. He has promised. It's a promise from God. When God makes promise, he keeps his promises. God keeps his promises. He has never let down one person on this planet, and he will never let down anyone. You know, we let down God all the time, but God never let us down. His promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And whatever God has spoken, it shall come to pass. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word, the Bible says, will never go unfulfilled. So the Lord has promised to be a shelter to all who believe. Not some, all who believe and trust in him. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are what? And they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. If the Lord is bringing the message today that abide in the shelter, I want you to know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Every one of us here, I believe we have one time or the other call upon the name of the Lord. And you know what the Bible teaches us? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name of the Lord becomes a strong tower when we run inside and then the shelter stands for you. But then there's one word I want us to please get clear in this message. Abide in the shelter. That's why I said you should say to each other, abide in the shelter. That word abide in the dictionary meaning has a lot of explanation to it. I love it. It's wonderful. But you know what? Get this clear. To abide is for you to comply with what is in the shelter. There is rule everywhere. When you enter a shelter, there has to be a rule in the shelter. And when you abide in the shelter, you abide by the rules. You don't enter a shelter and say, it's going to be by my own rule. No, it has to be by God's rule. You know one thing I want everybody here to know? There is none of you that God has not known before you came into this world. You better get this clear today. All of us, our names has been written in heaven. Get this clear. When God says he's making a promise and he wants to keep it, that's my first point. Second point says, stay within the shelter. And that is the topic, abide in the shelter. Stay within the shelter. So please help me say this to your neighbor. Say, stay within the shelter. Now, to abide by the rule, you know the Bible said the commandments of God, they are not burdensome at all. They're not burdensome. You know, they are burdensome with someone who wants to play religion with God. They are burdensome with someone who wants to act in the flesh. But they're not burdensome to someone who wants to act in the spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I love verse 2. You know what verse 2 says? Verse 2 says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it can only be found in Christ Jesus. That's why the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The law of the spirit of life, it can never be found in any religion. That's why don't be deceived. There is no religion in the world that can save anybody. Not even Christian religion. We're not talking about religion here. Jesus did not come to start a religion. It's a lifestyle. It's a relationship with the Almighty God. And only in Christ Jesus is the law of the spirit of life found. Only in Christ Jesus. That's why there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we might be saved except the name of Jesus. There is no other name. There is no other name. So that's why the righteous has to run inside. And when you run inside, you don't play by your own rule. Abiding in the shelter is play by God's rule. He has given us his word. We have to follow that word. Nobody wrote the Bible. Human beings' name might be put there. Peter, James, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and the rest of them. But look, they did not write it. The Bible said the Holy Spirit ministered to them. And every word that was coming out of them was by the power of the Holy Ghost. We have not come to minister to you today by our own flesh. No,
There is a law, and that law is the law of the Spirit of life, and it can only be found in Christ Jesus. And the Bible says that law has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. And I want everybody here to please get it clear. Thank God at Word Fountain. I love this ministry, you know. You know, I really love this ministry. I wish God would permit me and change the name of Hope Assembly to Word Fountain.
I love Hope Assembly.
Because this is the fountain that we all receive from. The fountain that never runs dry. It's the Word of God. And you are receiving the Word of life. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. When you operate by that law, can I tell you, you will abide by the principles of God. You will not argue with God anymore. You do exactly as God says. You know, this is what Mary told the people when they said, we are running out of wine. Hey, please help me ask. Let's preach together. Has somebody beside you asked, your wine run dry? Look, the wine in the Holy Ghost, there is this joy, unlimited joy. It never runs dry. If it's running dry in your life, there is something wrong. We've got to correct that today. Now, every family represented here, I want you to know that we all have a name in God. God has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Got it clear? Can we quickly see this, please? Can we see the book of Ephesians, chapter 3? Can we see the book of Ephesians, chapter 3? Holy Spirit, help me. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 15. Everybody, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 15. Yes, are we there? Okay. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:15 that from whom, in fact, let me read from verse 14 to make it clear. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. From whom the whole family, everybody say whole family. From whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. Look, before you are born, God knows your name. God knows your family. There is no single family here on the face of the earth that did not derive their names from God, no matter what they call that name. Every family. That's why we need to play by God's rule, not by our own rule. Let's hide our family in the name of the Lord that is a strong tower. Amen. The Bible said the righteous run into it and they are saved. Every Christian should run inside the name of the Lord and hide yourself there and play by the rule of the shelter. Do not run out. The same Ephesians. Look at chapter 1. The same Ephesians, chapter 1. You will love this passage and you will love it forever. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3. The Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Somebody say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. There is nothing left out. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, in Christ. Please remember this. Those blessings are found only in who? In Christ. That's why all the religions are just deceptive. They are leading people to hell. Leading people away from God. Only Christianity in Christ. Remember that. I'm not talking about religion now. I'm talking about relationship with God. Every individual should have relationship with God. Every family that has been named in God should abide in Christ.
Amen.
And abide by his rule.
Amen.
We abide by his rule. Then every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he has chosen us. Somebody say, I'm chosen. Somebody say, I'm chosen. Look, it's not of our own making. It is his making. He has planned it. And he has designed it that I will be a winner. I'm telling you, I've been declared a winner from the beginning of the battle. So Satan has lost the battle. Do you know, before Satan existed, we were already declared winner before him. So he may be going about like a roaring lion with all the storms against. Look at what is happening to children today. Children of 3 and 4 year old, they are declaring that they know who they want to become. A little girl of 3 comes out and says, I believe I'm a boy and I want to be a boy. And they say, oh, yeah, you have to bow down to what she says. what a nonsense is going on in the world. Please, brethren, listen to this. If you will keep your family with this message in the shelter, nothing will tamper with your children. Amen. If they go astray, they will come back like the prodigal son. They have no choice. Because you have been chosen before the foundation of the world. Every family is named in God. Now that we are in Christ, we believe in Jesus, let me assure you, nothing will tamper with our children. Amen. You will bring them to a safe. Let the world go corrupt more than anything. Look, God has already declared us winner from the beginning. Amen. We have been chosen in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. Even before Adam and Eve committed sin, the price has been paid. Amen. Whatever mistake you've made, whatever sin you've committed, look, let me assure you, God has forgiven you. If only you will now come to what repentance is. Because when we enter the shelter, we don't play by our own rule anymore. We play by His rule. I've been talking about three things that I said I want to say. Listen to me again well. Number one, I said the Lord has promised to be a shelter to all who believe and trust in Him. Isaiah 29:11 confirmed that. That the thoughts I have towards you, they are thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Somebody say, I've already got my expected end. My future is secured. Let Boko Haram and all the bombing be going on. We've been praying for those in Manchester. Let me tell you, our end will be better than our beginning. Amen. It's already settled. Don't have any fear about it. I pray every fear will go away from your heart today. I pray every fear concerning your family will go away from your heart today. You will begin to realize that, look, so I've been declared a winner already. God knows the end. We've sang it. He's the Alpha and He's the Omega. From the beginning, He has declared the end. And I'm telling you, from the end, He knows the beginning. He feels everything. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look, He's all settled in Christ. My prayer is that in the Church of Jesus Christ today, all those who are deceiving the children of God, God will deal with them. In a mighty way. You know, I cannot overemphasize this by saying many people have corrupted the gospel of Jesus Christ. But this is why I love Word Fountain. This is why I love the woman of God over this house. And I love her family. Let me tell you this. Because God in Himself has prepared a message, a package in her, in this ministry for the entire world. It depends on how you will surrender yourself. So that's why I say don't play by your own rule anymore. Play by the rule of the Word of God. And what you hear today, stand by it. Stand firm. One of the great foundations of... I'm going to tell you about your own foundation. If you don't know it, well, maybe I'll show you one right now. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will breathe the breath of life upon this word in Jesus' name. Listen to me and listen to me well. And I pray that the grace of God will be sufficient for us. I want us to open our Bibles to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 from verse 28. Acts chapter 20 and from verse 28. Thank you, Jesus. Are we there? Okay, you are really moving very fast. I love this church. Acts chapter 20 from verse 28. Hear what Brother Paul is saying here. He said, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. You see, Jesus Christ loved His church so much, He laid down His life. He paid the price. This is why this is not a religion. In order to reestablish our relationship with God, which we had before Adam and Eve committed sin. And you know, He paid with His own blood. He paid the price. Because this is the warning Paul is saying here in verse 29. He said, for I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And this is what they are doing in the world today, coming into the church of Jesus Christ, not sparing the flock. Verse 30, also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Verse 31, therefore watch. And remember that for 3 years, I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. What will make this glorious apostle to be crying? 3 years, non-stop. Non-stop. He said he's crying with tears, night and day. So now, brethren, I commend you to God. and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Is that not what we are talking about? The word. The word. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. This word will give you an inheritance. An inheritance that will never, never perish. I say, abide in the shelter. Play by the rule. Stand by the word of God. For the wise man build his house upon what, everybody? Upon the rock. But the foolish one build his house upon where? Upon the sand. In this church, everyone, both old and young, male and female, I believe the word of God that has been coming to you and every family represented here, the word of God is building you a solid foundation.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 7, teaching us at the end of a wonderful sermon, wonderful message. He preached powerful messages from Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and then chapter 7, rounding it up. He said, the wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish one built it upon the sand. And you know, both of them, the rain came, the wind blew, and then the storm that we are talking about, the storm came. Whatever you are building in this world, you're building family, you're building business, you want to be an educated person, you want to be rich, you want to be this, you want to be that, whatever you want to be, whatever you are building, everything is a building. Even do you know our spiritual life is a building? That's why the warning that is coming today, please take it very seriously. Because if the Lord is warning, the Lord is saying there's a way out. Don't play by your rule anymore. Play by his rule. Go by the word of God. Any preacher that is preaching against the word of God, God will deal with them. I'm telling you, none of them will escape. None of them will escape. Are we building the church of God based upon the rock? Jesus Christ himself is the first rock. You do know Paul said there is no other foundation anybody can lay than that which has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. I don't stand here praising myself. No, I praise Jesus. Jesus owns my life. In fact, he's now my life. That's why I pity people who have tried in the past to deal with my life. They found out that you can't kill Jesus Christ the second time. I mean, he's been killed and he's resurrected. He's on the throne. And the Bible says, I have been lifted up. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, I am lifted up. I'm made to sit with him in heavenly places. So I was crucified with him. I was raised up. My life is no more my life. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not me, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Because I don't operate by the law of flesh and death. I don't operate by that law anymore. I operate by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So with that, my life is no longer my life. So I said, you want to kill Jesus the second time? Give it a try. You find out that you can never succeed. A winner will always carry many scars. I've said that earlier on. But I want you to know that every individual who is a Christian, who knows the power of the Spirit that is operating in us, you begin to see yourself as God sees you. Then see your family as God sees your family. Woman of God, see your church as God sees your church. Your church is an embodiment of the word of God. This word will be sown and it will pass to the entire nations of the world in the mighty name of Jesus. It will germinate. It will bring forth fruit. In that passage that I said you should open to, Acts chapter 20, see what the Bible says in verse 35. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. That is the sacrificial life of all shepherd. We are not here to take your money and make ourselves millionaire. And some of you are suffering and you are so poor. Well, that's not what Christ did. That's not what the apostles did, the disciples of Jesus. Where did we find that from? It is more blessed to give than to receive. Every one of you that is hearing this message today, what have you ever given that you can say this is the scar of my faith in Christ? What have you surrendered? Little things God is saying, drop this. Don't do this anymore. We're arguing with God. Now they have a lot of gray areas in the Bible. And they teach it in the church. That may not be that bad. No, there's nothing like that in the scripture. Look with me in the book of Philippians. I'll read this again just to support this, and then I'll move on to the last point. The Lord will help us to pass the whole counsel of God unto you today in Jesus' mighty name. In the book of Philippians chapter 3 from verse 17. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 17. Look at Brother Paul again.
saying something very special here. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 17. Brethren, join in following my example. And note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. That's why there is a pattern. There is a guideline. There is a direction. Amen. You can't just operate by your own rule within the church. People are coming to the church today to even dictate to the pastor what they want the pastor to do. In fact, the Bible said they have itching ears. And they begin to say, this is the message we want to hear. And that's why people will come and give testimony. God has made me a millionaire as at yesterday. And the whole church will erupt. It will take a long time before the pastor will calm them down. But somebody else will come and he will say, yesterday, as I went out, did anybody here know that yesterday was the World Evangelism Day? Ah, hallelujah. No, word fancy will never be left behind. Amen. You know, somebody comes and says, yesterday I was able to speak to my friend whom I've been waiting upon for 20 years, and yesterday he gave his life to Jesus. And only a few people in the church will say, oh, praise the Lord. Nobody will even clap. Whereas the Bible says there is joy in heaven over one soul that come repenting. Let 10,000 people become multimillionaire. Heaven is not rejoicing about that. We are already rich in heaven. We don't need the money of this world. We don't need to count the money of this world to show you how rich we are. No. All blessings in heavenly places has been given unto us through Jesus Christ. We own the world. You may not see it now. Just like that song says. You may not see it now. Take a look at me. You may not see the glory now, but let me tell you, I'm already a wealthy man. I'm already a blessed man. I'm already anointed. I own the world, actually, because my Father owns the world. But take a look at me. You will soon see it. Hey, brethren, you don't know the gold you have in you. Cherish it. Cherish the word of God. The word of God has been tried 7 times. It's stronger and better than any gold that ever existed. The land we are going to walk upon very soon is made with gold. Hallelujah. We are the richest. We are the most blessed. Hallelujah. Look, you better crave for that glory. And that's my third point. And I'll begin to round up in this. But let me just finish reading this. Brethren, join in following my example. And know those who so walk as you have us. As you have us for a pattern. Like I thank God for the woman that God has placed over this house. Verse 18 now says, for many walk. Now, listen to what Paul is saying again. I want to confirm something here. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even what? Weeping. This man, we read earlier on in Acts chapter 20, he said for 3 years he was weeping. Now, look, he's saying it again. He said, even as I'm telling you this now, I'm weeping. That they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. All they talk about is the things of this world. And he said, whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds only on the things of this world, earthly things. But thank God for verse 20. He said, for our citizenship. Everybody say our citizenship. Please tell somebody beside you, say our citizenship. Our citizenship is not British. It's not American. Yes, Lord. Thank God, as I stand here today, God gave me that privilege. I was a Nigerian, and I'm still a Nigerian. Amen. And now I'm a British. Amen. I was even going to go to America so that I would say I'm an American as well. But all those is rubbish before the throne of God. Our citizenship is in heaven. I'm a citizen of heaven. That is my glory. That is my glory. From which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body. Hallelujah. According to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Amen. Everybody say Maranatha.
Maranatha, come Lord Jesus.
Thank you, man. I didn't want you to say it. I want to give them as an assignment. Go and find out what Maranatha means. The Spirit and the Bride say, come Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming back very soon. Are you ready? That's my third point. Let's prepare our families. Let's prepare our families. Remember what the Lord is saying to you today. God made promise. He keeps his promises. And stay within the shelter. Don't play by your own rule anymore. Play by his rule. Abide by the word of God. Do what he has told you to do. You will prosper in all areas. Because God will take care of you. He will shield you in the storm of life. He will shield your family. He will shield your health. He will shield your finances. He will shield everything that pertains to you. God will shield you. I can guarantee you that. The Lord wants us to take a deep thought. about our lifestyle up till this moment? What have you done that is contrary to the word of God? What have you done that the Holy Spirit has been grieved about? We need to repent today. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 says the end and the culmination, this is the Amplified Bible, the end and the culmination of all things has now come. We don't say it has come near anymore. It is here now. The end of all things is just at hand and is here. Keep sound minded and self-restrained. Don't just allow your body to do everything it wants to do. Don't allow yourself to go astray. The whole world is doing it. Don't go and join them. Be alert. Be sober. And watch unto prayer. So we are talking about the word of God and we are talking about prayer. We need these two things. If we are going to be the ambassadors of Christ, if we are going to be the people that will establish the kingdom of God and remain in the shelter so that we can bring other people in, can I just tell you this? Before I round this up, there is more storm that is coming. It's not a curse. You haven't seen anything yet. There's more storm. Bigger ones. Dangerous ones. Terrible ones. But those who are in the shelter, nothing will happen to them. God has given his word. Nothing will happen to us. Nothing will happen to our family. I love it when I read the Bible and I've heard it again. You know, there was a time they came to give report to one of the kings in the Bible. And they said, we have counted everyone and no one is missing.
Hallelujah.
Nothing will be missing of all your blessings. Because in this world, you are going to have 100-fold. And in the world to come, eternal life. On that day when that bus will be bombed, when that train will be bombed, you will not be there. Look, children of God, this shelter is so powerful, nothing can hurt you while you are inside. Yes. Nothing can hurt your family. But if you play against the rule and you defy the rule, you don't play by the rule of God, if you open the door, the serpent will enter in and it will bite you. And they will say, but I'm a Christian, but I pay my tithe, but I do. Are you into religion? No. We are in Christ.
Amen.
In Christ, it's not a matter of religion. No, we don't play by the rule that they are playing with. Our righteousness is far more than that of the scribes and Pharisees. And I remember Jesus, when he laid that perfect example, the Bible said the devil was coming to arrest him. And he said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. Are you going to stand up today and you will say, the devil is coming, but he has nothing in me? He has nothing in me. Do you have any property of the devil in your brain? Do you have any property of the devil in your heart? Do you have any property of the devil in your house? Do you have any property of the devil in your family? Do you have any property of the devil in your finances? If the Bible says pay your tithe, it's by the rule. You don't even think about it anymore. You just give your tithe with joy. God loves a cheerful giver. Do you know that? And then the blessing will follow you. But if you now play against the rule and you do what you like, then you say, why is God not blessing me? No, God has already pronounced all the blessings on your life. You are the one opening the devil for the you are opening the door for the devil to cheat you. The devil is under your feet. You are above him. You shouldn't be afraid of him. And you should not be afraid of anybody who is in the camp of the devil. Because no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Look at somebody beside you. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Remember, and every tongue that rises up against you, you will condemn them. You have the anointing to do that. Psalm 91. That's my last passage. Anybody remember Psalm 91? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He that dwell. Do you see that there? He that dwell. Do you know what Jesus said in John chapter 15 as well? Abide in me and let my word abide in you. Do you know that with all this abiding, I'm telling you, I can't give you the full definition of abide. How many people will take that assignment home and go and check? Just check. Abide. And when you read it, let this message come back to you. I'm telling you, when you play according to God's rule, you have no problem. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High. No evil shall befall you. No scourge shall come near your dwelling place.
Amen.
And Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. Then what will happen? You will see the protection of the Lord upon your life. The Lord will protect you. Protect you. See, your fear will be gone. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. I call Pastor Eunice right now. Please come out.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I still have 10 minutes.
Praise the Lord. Are you enjoying the word of the Lord? It is good for us to abide in Christ. There's nothing anywhere, is there? There's nothing anywhere. It's only in Christ that you can be saved. That you can be saved from every storm. Because Jesus have not said, people preach all this. When you come to God, everything is rosy. There's nothing like that. He said in this world, you are going to have trials. You are going to have tribulations. But be of good cheer because of what? Because I've overcome. You can only overcome when you are abiding in Christ. When you are not going by your own rule, Apostle have said. And how do you abide? By prayer. By prayer, by the word of God. Those of us that are Christian for long, sometimes you feel that your engine, you want to start the engine and it's just going, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. That means the fuel in that engine is already going low. When the fuel is going, what do you put? You go to and top it up.
Hallelujah.
You top it up by prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. That's where to abide. You top it up by the word of God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Keep hearing it. Keep meditating on it. Keep studying it. Keep listening to it. You think it's not there. Where you need it, it will be popping up. It will pop up. Amen? It will pop up. Just the word of God is so powerful that you cannot but live by it. It is the food that we eat. And when we do that, you know what? It will radiate to our families. Like Pastor have said, we direct families and directly of family and marriage and family in IMF. And I'm passionate about family. Because Jesus, God is not concerned about just you. He's concerned about a generation. And that's what the devil does. If I take the man out of the way, I've taken the generation out of the way. Women can do but very little. And that's why the Bible says, except God build the house, those that are building, they work in vain. He doesn't want you to work in vain. He wants you and your husband to stay together and build this house for God. Amen. Bible says, one shall conquer 1,000 and two shall conquer 10,000. But it can only be possible when you are working in unity and knowing that God is, the salvation is not just about you. Thank God for Pastor Dukwe, that Pastor Dukwe is born again. And look at how many lives that's been affected, apart from my own family, by the grace of God, which we are very proud of. Are you not proud of Pastor Dukwe's family?
Amen.
You're not proud of what those girls and boys are doing out there? I'm very proud.
Amen.
Because not only has she been saved, she has saved another generations to come. And that's what God wants. When God saves you, he's saving a generation. Not just, oh, it's about me just going to church. I just go to that water fountain, I come back home. No! It's about the children yet unborn. So when your family is serving God, call your children along. Pray together with your husband. Pray together with your wife. When one is weak, let the other person raise him up. We are not always going to be at the top every time. When pastor can't pray, I'm praying along. And I'm saying, why are you not praying today? You should be praying now. No. I'm saying, if the engine is low, I'm going to be kicking it from here.
Amen.
And man, my own engine is low too. It's kicking it from there. And that will come back with power. That's what God wants to see. That's why he creates family. So that you can stay together and you can win together.
Amen.
A family that prays together, they excel together. And they win together. Amen. Pray. It doesn't have to be long life on Christianity. By the way, I was less than a year old when we got married. We're going to be 30 years. September 5, by the way.
Less than a year old.
I was less than a year old in faith when I got married. I was born again 9th of September 1986, and we got married 5th of September 1987. So if you are in your faith, it's not about how long you've been in Christ. It's how solid you are in Christ. If you are solid and you are rooted, and sometimes it doesn't make sense to young believers, you just keep at it. If you keep at it, the word of God will be coming to you, and things will become clear. What pastor cannot explain to you, the Spirit of God can explain it to you because he knows you individually. He knows you individually. He can speak your language. He can reach you where no one can reach you. All God wants is just abide. Just read that word. Just make sure you don't leave your house in the morning without reading the word. You come back and don't go back to Facebook. These are all the devices of the enemy to take you away from the presence of God. Satan is calling our attention away from the shelter. But God wants you to abide in the shelter. It's only in the shelter that there is safety.
Amen.
You go on the Facebook, they show you pornography. And some, to the shame of the devil, some people are in, they are Christ, they are in Christ, but they are watching pornography in the corner of their homes. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to take you away. He doesn't want you to abide. He wants to distract your attention. You are texting nonsense. You are I don't know what they do, whatever they do. It's just a waste of time. But every bad thing can be used for good. Are you texting messages? Are you recording messages and posting to your friends? I tell my children, just send those messages to your friends. And they do. So let's abide in Christ. And as we do so, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. God never fails. We have tried him many times. And we have seen him just come. He will just come. And the nick of time. And he's never failed. He will just come and take you out of that situation. To show that he is God and there's none but him. He must say you want to be sinking. No. The psalmist say, I've been young, I'm now old. I've never seen the rascal forsaking, or children begging. You will never beg. Amen. You won't beg. He's just scared of the enemy. As long as you are faithful in the word, you will excel. Amen. Amen.
No, don't clap yet. We need to pray. Please, we need to pray. Listen to this. Just before, let this charge be with you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. The Bible says, arise, shine. I want to charge the church that from today onward, please arise and shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The meaning of the word arise, A-R-I-S-E. A means acknowledge your state without camouflage. Acknowledge your state without camouflage. Whenever you look into a mirror, you don't argue with the mirror. Whatever the mirror says you are, that's who you are. If you're arguing with the mirror, something is wrong with you. Now, acknowledge your state as the word of God has come to you today. Acknowledge your state without camouflage. Don't hide. Expose yourself to God. Be transparent and the Lord will forgive you every sin. The R says reach out. From now on, reach out to all the members of your family who are not born again. Your friends, your colleagues, everyone that the Lord brings around you, reach out to them. Reach out by remembering that it is more blessed to give than to receive. The I says initiate the plan and purpose of God for your life. Through the word of God, whatever God says about you, claim it. Amen. Stand upon it. Don't look down on yourself. Don't listen to the suggestion of the devil anymore. Initiate the plan and purpose of God for your life. S, set out to do what the Holy Spirit and the Word of God charges you to do. And finally, establish yourself in the house of God. For those who are planted in the house of God can never be uprooted. And when the storm comes, God will be faithful to you. Amen. Remember, he has made a promise that when this judgment comes upon the world, he will save those that are waiting upon his word. Let's stand up to pray. I want us to say, Lord, I receive your word and I will arise and shine. For my light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. If there is anyone here that today you are not sure that if Jesus comes, you will make heaven, open the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. Say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and my Savior. Pray that simple prayer as you open the door of your heart. Jesus will come in. Jesus will come in. Jesus will come in. Jesus will come in. Jesus, I open the door of my heart. Come in unto me. And if you are here today, you want to rededicate your life. You want to recommission yourself. You've been playing by your own rule. But you want to say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender myself to you, Lord. I will no longer argue with your word. I'm rededicating my life. As you rededicate your life today, the Lord will have mercy. The Lord will save you, and he will save you to the uttermost. Remember that God never deal with you according to your sins and iniquities, but he's charging you that as you leave this place today, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. The Lord has forgiven every sin. As long as you have honed up and you are not camouflaging. But he's saying, I come to shelter you from the storm. I come to remove fear from your life. I come to shelter you from the storm of life. Every wave of storm that is coming against families, your family will remain standing. Nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to your family. Remember his promise. I come not just to save you. I come to save you and your household. He will save you and your household. None in your family will perish in Jesus' name. Today, Lord, we claim all our lost ones, those who have backslided, those who have never given their lives to Jesus in our family. We bring them back unto faith in Jesus' name. And we pray for the blessing of God to rest upon every family here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we release your blessing. We release your blessing. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We release your blessing upon your people, even those who are not here in this service today. We pray that, Lord, you will reach out to them. Let the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon every family. We pray for every family that is shaking, that you will establish them. We pray that you will restore unto them the years the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the locust, and the caterpillar has eaten. And everyone will have a testimony to the praise and glory and honor of your name. Those who are looking forward to you to have a home, Lord, give them the bone of their bones and the flesh of their flesh in the mighty name of Jesus. Let testimony flow from this message today. We glorify your name for answer prayer. Fountain, the word fountain ministries will go from glory to glory and you will never run dry. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.